Kid tested, celebrity approved.
Hey, this is Meatloaf.
Hey, this is Lindsay Lohan.
Hi, I'm Paris Hilton.
Hello, this is Lady Gaga.
What up? This is Kesha.
Hey, this is Miley Cyrus.
Hi, this is Britney Spears.
Hey, this is Justin Bieber.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
The Hot Girl and That Guy show starts now.
I did not break the law. Jesus Christ told you that 2,000 years ago.
Do it! Just do it!
Hang on.
No, what are you waiting for? Do it!
I wasn't even sure if we were doing a show.
Yesterday, you said tomorrow. So just do it!
It's not like anybody's listening anyway.
If you're tired of starting over, stop giving up.
You should get to the point where anyone else would quit. And you're not going to stop there.
Look, asshole, I haven't quit yet.
Make your dreams come true. Just do it!
Well, I can't now. The
yes,
music's
you
over.
Can! Just do it!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, the rest of you. The Hot Girl and That Guy show. I'm Chad. And she's Kim. She's laughing.
It's a good thing to mute me in the beginning. You're so fucking brilliant. You are so brilliant. Oh my god, that was so good. I hope we can keep that forever. Him and Charles Manson together, it's just priceless. And then you've got the Saints of Rebellion music playing underneath it. It's so good.
And he's just going on and on and on. And then the music ends. He's like, do it. I can't now. The music. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. Follow your dreams.
I didn't know we were doing a show today. Yesterday, you said tomorrow.
Good job. Best friggin' intro ever. Yeah. Oh, my God. You have to send that to me so I can Facebook it, because that's pretty great. And yes, I'm back on Facebook like a crazy person. So, oh, that was so good.
Back on Facebook just in time. Like the post I just put up on her page, the Facebook feeds right now, it looks like the Confederates got in a war with Skittles.
Yeah. I know, it does. I'm one of those. You know, because I'm an actor and I know so many gay actors and I'm so happy for them. I'm so, so happy for them.
It is. It's a good thing.
It is a good thing. And I know some people are sort of now bitching that, you know, we're all turning our thing rainbow. But I didn't know what else to do to show support. You know, I just, it was my way of, you know, saying, hey, this is awesome. I support it. You know, I think it's great to make jokes about it like you just did about what it looks like now on Facebook. Mm-hmm. But to have people to actually say, oh, I'm sick of it. Change your things back. Yeah. I'm kind of like, come on. Get over yourself. This is a happy thing. This is such a good thing. I've got so many friends getting married. That's I would good. Love to go to a gay wedding. I've never been to a gay wedding. And I was just married to a gay guy. So this works out great.
Yeah, I work with a gay woman who's married. So
so's my boss. Yeah.
And she goes, well, all this means for us is she can't run now. Because before she could just run to a state where it's not legal and go, no, we're not married.
Right?
She's stuck with me now. That was a great conversation Friday I had with her.
Oh, my God. Did you say if you watched Modern Family?
I've seen bits and pieces.
Oh, okay. Because, you know, they have the gay couple on there. That's so fucking funny. And one actor is gay and the other isn't, and you couldn't tell which. They are so good. It's such a good show, but they got married, you know, I'm doing air quotes, bunny quotes right now, bunny ears. They got married on the show and it was really, really funny, but cool. Congratulations, everybody. America has moved forward one step and get ready to take three steps backwards somewhere else.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I'm all for it. You know, it's like if you love somebody and you want to get married, go ahead. It doesn't matter who it is. You know, as long as it's a person, you know, not a dog or a kid.
I was going to say. You know?
An animal or a kid. Yeah, that's gross. But
what about that lady? Okay, did you read the post about the lady who said she was raped by a pig? I didn't read it. Did you read it?
I didn't read it, but
I figured you would have read it, so I didn't read it. Okay. Yeah. We got to read it and find out what that story's all about.
Yeah, we'll get
it. I'm glad you approve. I'm glad you're cool with that.
It's like, you know, why shouldn't gay people be, you know, miserable too? No, I'm kidding.
You would know. I've never been married. I've come close.
But the there was,
you would know what it's like to be truly miserable.
You know, the late great comedian Greg Giraldo, he did a bit about that once, and he says, you know, about, you know, gay people should be allowed to be miserable with the rest of us because, and he goes, and people talk about, oh, it ruins the sanctity of marriage, the sanctity. He goes, anybody here married? Does it feel like a gift from God?
No, it's like you're sentenced to hell.
Yeah.
So. It's kind of like the devil signing the marriage license. I'm zipping up my sweatshirt, by the way. I don't know. It's chilly in here.
I didn't know. I thought you were, you know, you're usually popping your bra off. I'm like, tonight she's taking her pants off.
No, not today. Well, the bra is off, though. I mean, I'm home.
Yeah.
Alone. Of course alone. It is. Of course it is.
No.
Oh, God, I haven't heard that in a long time.
So you had a rough week at work. I'm sorry.
I did. It was a tough week. But I've taken Monday off so that I go into the office one day, and then I work from home for 2 days, and then we have Friday off again.
That's how to do it.
Yeah,
I'm so excited. I was like at work and I was like planning stuff out for this week, and I was like, oh, I can do that Friday, and they're like, no, you can't, we're closed. I'm like, what? The 4th of July is on Saturday. Yeah, we're closed in observance for. I'm like, this is awesome. I love having a regular job.
Hospital jobs don't do that, do they?
No, it's just another day.
They're open 24/7, so yeah.
Everything's just another day. So this is my first fourth
welcome
off.
Welcome to the world of holiday time.
Yeah.
That's really cool. That's really, really, really cool.
So I'm pumped. I'm pumped about that. Sorry, I'm drinking coffee out of my new Bates Motel mug. Coffee
awesome.
Mug. Looks like it came from the Bates Motel from Horror Block. Nerdblock.com. Horror Block subscription bond comes once a month. I subscribe to three different ones now.
Okay.
And so I almost get like a goodie box in the mail every week. It's pretty awesome. But
wow, that's pretty cool. I almost would want to do that. How much is it a month again?
It's $20 a month plus shipping.
So you're paying $60 a month.
No, I pay. I think it's like $60 every 3 months.
Oh, okay.
So it's not bad. You know, like almost 70 because of shipping. But and you get a t-shirt and everyone, and then you get like maybe four to six random things. Little vinyl characters and stuff like that. I got a really cool like canvas painting of Pinhead's face. I have that hanging up in my cubicle.
Really? Oh, yeah. Your cubicle? Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Yeah,
everybody people are walking by.
One of the ones I got it's called Nerd Block, and it was British Invasion was the theme this past month, and I got a art print of all the bad guys from Doctor Who. I got a little vinyl character about 4 inches tall of Doctor Who holding the little screwdriver dealio, whatever it is. I've watched like 2 episodes of Doctor Who. There goes my cred. My nerd cred just went out the window.
Yeah, yeah. I think I enjoyed them though. They were pretty good.
Yeah, you know those magnets that are just words, the little words on magnets, and you can like make sentences and stuff. I got one in that box, and it's all quotes from Monty Python.
Oh, now there you go.
Yeah, so I put those up. I've got like my kids' pictures hanging up in my cube with those magnets holding it up. I've got all the little things up there. This is a dead parrot, you know, and stuff.
Oh yeah, those are the best. I have to admit. Yeah, they're doing.
I got a T-shirt that was. The hell was the T-shirt in there? There was a T-shirt. Oh, it was from the TV show Sherlock. And it was pretty cool. And then Mr. Bean.
Yes.
You remember Mr. Bean?
Yes.
I got a little bendy figure of Mr. Bean and then his teddy bear.
Okay.
Not a bendy figure of his teddy bear, like an actual teddy bear that looks like Mr. Bean's teddy bear with like little button eyes and stuff. That's also in my cube. Right above Pinhead.
Right above Pinhead. Oh, that's
and next to my little miniature I've got I got Leatherface, Freddy, and Michael Myers.
Oh. Not the serial killer house at all.
No. But that's at work, so it's okay.
Oh, that's even better. No, I don't keep that creepy shit in my house.
No. No.
Oh, my God.
So other than, what's this rehearsal stuff? You got another play going on now?
I do. I'm doing a new play. We are the first
production of it. N-E-W, not nude.
No, not a nude play.
I was just clarifying. It kind of sounded like you said nude for a minute.
Oh,
sorry.
Did it? Okay. No, it's a new play by someone who's actually written a lot of television. I don't remember his name. That's bad.
Bob.
I'm doing his play and I can't even remember his name. Well, whoops.
So we'll talk about writing here in a minute.
Okay. I play a psychiatrist, which is kind of fun.
Ironic.
It's been hard to memorize the lines because all the questions come from me. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you have to change direction and ask a random question and you're kind of like, oh crap, how do I, and I never leave the stage and we've got like six characters that come and go on separate days. And so right now, since I don't know how to memorize the sequence and the continuity of each scene, like, okay, this is this scene with this guy, and then the next scene is another day, and it's this woman. How do I get from A to B? Yeah. So right now, I just sit there, and a door opens, and it's like a surprise. Oh, it's you. Okay. Oh, I sit in this chair when I talk to you. Oh, I stand over here when I talk to you. I think it's going to be quite hard. I'm a little nervous about it, but the director seems to be happy. So
you'll do great.
But it's weird talking about have you ever had therapy?
That's kind of a open-ended question, isn't it? This is my therapy. No,
I know. That's right. That's what you said. Yeah, that's very true.
I have before.
You have?
Yeah.
And, I haven't. Mm-hmm. And well, that's not true. A work therapist, I guess you can call it, when we were having work issues several years ago, but I don't know. He just mostly just talk to me about how to get out of the company and do my thing. But I learned that a lot of therapists see therapists, that they're actually cuckoo themselves.
I have a good friend that's a therapist.
Is that friend a cuckoo?
No, I wouldn't say that. They just hide it well or write themselves prescriptions. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. So I play like a high functioning schizophrenic, which is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. And it's really sad to be sitting there on stage listening to these everybody talk about their problems. And I swear to God, I get no sleep when I go home now, because I feel like in these rehearsals that I am in an office listening to people's problems all day long. And I go home and I do exactly what I say I do in my play, that I toss and I turn and I replay their sessions. And I do, Chad. I toss and I turn and I replay their sessions in my head. You've heard of actors. I think Sharon Stone did, I think it was a space movie she did or something, or an underwater movie. Maybe it wasn't Sharon Stone. Anyway, that actress said that after making that movie, she sort of had to see a therapist to get out of that character's head. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if I'm going to need therapy after doing a play about therapy.
I don't know. Maybe.
I swear to God, I can't sleep. I wake up thinking about what I was just thinking about in my dream. And then I'm like, great, it's 3 a.m. now. I can't go to bed. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it's just you're getting lost in that character is all it is, which is good. It means you're, you know.
I'm not trying to be, but I sit there literally and listen to these people say, oh, and I'm like this, and I did that, and I didn't kill him, and I hate you, and I hate my mother. It's just, that's all I hear. Well, tell me about that. How does that make you feel? Yeah. Do you want to kill? I mean, but yeah, everybody should come out and see it.
Get a go now. Go get on the internet and buy a front row ticket to Kim going insane.
Come see Breach at the Elite Theater in 3 weeks in Oxnard, California.
Oxnard.
Yeah, I feel like our friend that you put on our intro today. I feel like him screaming sometimes.
Just one, like opening night. Just drop that line, ad lib that line in there.
I will. Slam do your it.
Hand. No, slam your hand down. I did not break the law. Jesus Christ told you that 2,000 years ago.
Be the other crazy person in our intro. Be Charles Manson, you mean? I got it. Yeah, that's way better.
Yeah. No, but you should do that. Just somewhere in there when somebody's like, well, you know, I guess. You know, have you been working on what I told you to work on? Well, I've been... yesterday you said tomorrow.
I know. And you know what? It was a kind of a funky day because we were there for 4 or 5 hours today, totally just doing that. And the actors got a little cuckoo backstage and a little slap happy. And you know, they're, it was a little spooky. And one guy is sort of typecast. And the line is, if he doesn't become a politician, he'd be a serial killer. He's that guy. He really is that creepy guy. So
wow.
Oh, another thing that happened to me this week is on Friday I went to lunch with one of my coworkers who is a male, and we went to this place called Pizza Rev. I don't know if you guys have a place like that there, but you make your own pizza.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
All the toppings you want for $8.50.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. And so we were standing in line, and I'd never been, and we were talking about it. And this guy standing behind me said, oh, you know, have you, look at this. It's a Oreo cookie pizza. And it just didn't look good. And we were sort of chatting, and he was kind of cute. And we were chatting, and we chatted all the way in the line, which was probably like 15 minutes. I didn't even talk to my coworker, but this guy knows I'm with my coworker. And then we're sitting down, and as the guy's leaving, he's like, oh, it was, you know, nice talking to you. And then he left, and you could tell that we both sort of wanted to say something to each other, but we didn't. And I don't know if he thought I was dating my coworker. So do you know what I've been doing?
You got on Google and you were on Craigslist looking for the missed connection.
Been looking. Yes, I have. Nothing yet. Isn't that messed up?
That's funny.
I'm not going to post anything, but I did go look. It's so sad. Am I coworker completely clueless?
Yeah,
he didn't even realize that this guy was hitting on me, and I'm like, oh, I could have walked out of Pizza Rev with a boyfriend, Chad.
Could have.
Oh, anyway,
and an $8 pizza.
I know, an $8 pizza. So, how was your week?
Good. I got to rewind to last weekend though. It was Father's Day. I took my son on a little trip. We went on a little vacation.
Oh, yeah?
We went to a place that I've heard about many times and I've never been. And a whole nother topic for the show.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever wanted to go to an area and then you got there and the things that you've kind of... You never realized you had a preconceived notion of how it was going to be there? Well, let me give you an example. Okay, Kevin, who's been on the show before,
yes,
is originally from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. That's where
we have a Lancaster, California.
And Lancaster, Pennsylvania is Amish country.
Ours is in the desert. Where the Crips and the Bloods live, by the way. So yeah, Amish sounds a little nicer.
And I'm sure right now that... the things going on online are a big topic up in Lancaster right now. That's the.
Do they know what phones are? Or is that
Yeah. No, they definitely do.
I don't know. Okay.
So what we did is we went to this place there called it's called Dutch Wonderland. It's an amusement park. Yeah, Dutch Wonderland.
It almost sounds like one of those Facebook posts.
Yeah.
20 worst amusement parks in the United States.
Yeah. It's kind of a kid amusement park. They've got two roller coasters there. One's like obviously a kid roller coaster. The other one's a big like wooden roller coaster, but it's designed in a way where there's no real big drops so kids can go on it. And my son's kind of a wuss when it comes to amusement park rides, but I wanted to go to an amusement park really bad, and he wouldn't go to any of the big ones around here because we're, you know, a 3.5 hour drive. We can be at maybe at the max, we can be to, I think there's 6 different amusement parks around here that you can get to
in 3 hours,
3 hours or less.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We've got Busch Gardens. We've got a place called King's Dominion, a place called Dorney Park. King's Dominion and Dorney Park are owned by the people that own Cedar Point and Knott's Berry Farm.
Mm-hmm.
Busch Gardens, obviously, Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah.
We've got two Six Flags.
We only got one.
Yeah.
We've got Disneyland, so yeah. That trumps all.
Yeah, and then we've got Hershey Park, which is not something to do with gay marriage. It's actually... Ew, that's disgusting. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry I went there. No, that's Hershey, as in the candy bar. It's their factories right there and everything, and then everything's themed. Like, where you've got your different heights for stuff, you've got... Like, this is the Jolly Rancher rides, and these are the Twizzler rides, and the Peanut Butter Cup rides, and stuff like that. But then, you've got Dutch Wonderland, which is like a watered-down kids amusement park. It's got a little water area there, log ride, stuff like that. So it's kind of a cool place. But if Disney is the happiest place on earth, then Dutch Wonderland is by far the whitest place on earth.
Oh, nice.
I've never seen so many tank tops and mullets in my life.
Mullets. That's
and awesome. There was no color in this park at all.
Oh, that's
zero
great.
Color.
Oh, my God.
And it all made sense. It's like I never realized that I had that kind of image in the back of my head. But then, knowing Kevin and then going there, I'm like, well, it all makes sense now.
Was an Amish country, right?
Yeah, it is. And
so that is what
Yeah, it's expect. just white. It was the whitest place I'd ever been to in my life. And I'm originally from Utah. we're the only people of color there or on the basketball team.
I saw in Ventura, we have in Moore Park too, in a teeny tiny podunk town. I saw Dreamgirls, and they actually it's an all black cast,
yeah.
And they come in from Los Angeles, and this theater puts them up in hotels so that they don't have to drive back and forth. And it was probably the best thing I've ever seen Ventura County do.
Wow.
We need more black talent out here. It's so white bread. And these guys killed me. They were so, so good. I think it's about the Supremes, I think is.
Yeah.
Something
similar to that.
And James Brown and stuff. And
yeah.
It was really, really good. So Amish country.
Yeah. And then we went to Sonic because we actually have a Sonic that's open in Lancaster. We had 3 or 4 of them here, but they all closed down. Bummed me out. Have you been to a Sonic before?
I have. I think we have them in Bakersfield or something.
Yeah. For those that don't know, it's a fast food joint, but you pull up to the little thing, you hit the button, and then you order your food, and then they bring it out to your car, and you sit in your car and eat your stuff. While we were there, I look over. It's about 11. And now, we drove up. I got off work at 5 o'clock, and we drove up there, got to the hotel at like 9:30, got settled in, then went out and got a late snack, I guess we'll call it. I was hungry, he wasn't, but I had to eat. Nothing else was open, so We went down to Sonic. We're sitting there. It's after 11 o'clock on a Friday night. We're sitting in Lancaster, Pennsylvania at Sonic. I look over. There's a family at Sonic sitting in a golf cart. And the first thing that popped in my head, and I put it on my personal Facebook page, thank you, family in a golf cart at Sonic, for reinforcing why folks hate white people. Because that is strictly a white thing. You would never see any other ethnic group go to Sonic in a golf cart.
You know, well, they must live like across the street or something. I don't know.
And now, if they were in their pajamas, I would have given them a pass. Because it's like, oh, it's late at night. Let's go, you know. And it wasn't like, let's go get milkshakes. No, they were sitting there eating burgers in a golf cart.
Nice.
Ma Pa and the kids. It wasn't like a bunch of teenagers that were like, oh, let's take the golf cart over to Sonic. Ooh.
You know, didn't want to get the car dirty.
No, it was.
You know, the golf cart's got plastic seats.
Come on, kids. Let's get on the golf cart.
Whee!
And go 4 miles an hour over to Sonic.
I know, right? Exactly. Well, maybe they should have showed up in like an ATV or something.
It's just, that just killed me. That killed me. I was like, are you kidding me? And I couldn't stop looking at him the whole time. I don't know why it bothered. I'm getting old.
You are.
I'm surprised my son wasn't bitching about it.
Right? That old man.
He didn't even mention it until I said something. I'm like, And it was like the next day I said, those people were in a golf cart, right? He's like, yeah. Yeah, those people were in that golf cart sitting at the Sonic and sitting at the Sonic eating burgers in a golf cart. But oh my god, no, it was a great time. We spent 2 days.
No, you know what would have been worse is if they showed up to a drive-in movie in that.
Now, oh yeah.
Yep. Do you guys still have those?
No.
Oh, yeah.
There's still a couple up in Jersey, but here there was one, and it shut down. It's shut down since I moved out here. But I think the last thing I went and saw there was a James Bond movie that was paired up with Eminem's movie, 8 Mile.
Nice.
No rhyme or reason to the pairings of movies.
Not one bit.
You know, I've been to drive-ins where they paired up the movies very well, but then that one was like, what?
I remember we saw a double feature of The Howling, the original Howling. Well, no, not the black and white. The Kurt Russell Howling?
Okay.
Wasn't it Kurt Russell? I think there's a black and white and then a Kurt Russell.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah. And The Hand. Do you remember The Hand?
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah. Again, it's like someone's hand gets chopped off and it runs around killing people. So that was a nice double feature. So, yeah, sometimes they get it right.
I think the best one I ever saw, and it was just melted my mind because it was two big shockers. Was the movie The Others with Nicole Kidman?
Yeah, that had the
big twist ending in that.
And yeah,
that with Sixth Sense.
Yeah, well, that's nice.
And I'll tell you what, those two movies together just melted my brain.
You didn't have any brain left after the first.
I didn't know what. It's like I was driving home and got to a stoplight and I just sat there because I didn't trust it when it turned green. Like, it's not real. None of it's real. Everything's fake.
Everything's fake. The Others was a good movie. I will admit I like that one too. I remember walking out with my boyfriend. We had gone to see Leaving Las Vegas with Nicolas Cage. Yeah. And when the movie was over,
you wanted to go get drunk.
We didn't say anything. And we walked out of the mall to the parking lot and to our cars and didn't talk to each other. Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah.
Because that movie was messed up.
It was.
And Passion of the Christ. Okay, I know how it ends.
Yeah.
I mean, but I honestly was hoping that he wasn't going to get staked to the cross.
Did you know that the guy who did that movie, he actually got struck by lightning when he was on the cross?
Really?
During the filming of that? Yeah.
Oh my God. He also ran into a prophet No, like a cardinal or something, or something in Rome. He was in Rome just visiting way before the movie was even thought of. And this guy goes, you're going to play Jesus Christ someday.
Wow.
So those two bizarre things happen to him. I forget who it is.
And he's like permanently scarred on his back from the whipping scenes, they said.
Oh, God. What do you mean? They really whipped him?
I guess like people getting a little overzealous, even with fake whips, you can do some damage.
It'd be terrible if Indiana Jones got overzealous with his whip.
Rumors going around in Hollywood land right now. Uh-huh. That Chris Pratt from Jurassic World is going to play the new Indiana Jones.
Yep. We talked about that last week, didn't we?
I don't know.
I think so.
Maybe.
Well, I could be wrong.
But that's awesome.
It would be great. That yeah. would be. Yeah, because amazing. What's his name that just that did the why can't I think of his name?
Shia.
Shia. Remember when he picked up the hat in the end? I was kind of like, no, you're not the next Indiana Jones. No. And then he takes the hat away from him and puts it back on his head and walks away.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh, shoo. Yeah.
And now Harrison Ford's just sitting around going,
it's going to be interesting to see how good he does in Star Wars. So.
Don't let him fly the Millennium Falcon. He'll crash it into a golf course.
Kill that family. Just got back from Sonic. So do you want to tell about this writing?
Oh, the writing thing. Yeah. This is because I know you've been doing some writing. How's that going?
It's going. Yeah.
So this is a tip for you when you're writing.
Because okay, great.
Now I've written before and I lucked out because this is a big problem that writers have, and it's conveying information to the audience in a screenplay or teleplay for TV. And you've got to explain what's going on to the audience, but how much is too much to explain to them, you know?
Okay.
Where it gets ridiculous. Now, where this came from is somebody told me about this, and I was listening to a thing about it, and it was really funny because I never noticed it before, but now I can't unnotice it. I hear it all the time watching TV, watching movies. Excuse me. Too much root beer on top of my coffee. Excuse me. Burp. I stifled it as much as I could. Then I acknowledged it. I should have just kept going.
I don't think I heard it. So
yeah, well, it sounded like I threw up in my mouth because I tried to hold it back.
Just lovely. Nice.
And I couldn't recover mid-sentence. But anyway, so this is they call it the biggest culprit of this, evidently, is the TV show CSI.
Okay.
And they call it the CSI drinking game.
Oh, nice.
Because you will get hammered if you play the CSI drinking game.
Okay.
And it's where they try and explain things to the audience, but they do it in dialogue.
Right.
And they do it while they're talking to somebody that works with them. And how it is you're supposed to take a drink every time somebody says something to one of their coworkers. And if it wasn't a TV show, their natural response would be, yeah, I know, I work here.
Oh, okay.
And I see it so much. And I found out about this actually right before we went and saw Jurassic World. And it's in Jurassic World, too. You know, once you've noticed it, you can't unnotice it. Or found out about this. And so next time you watch, like, say, CSI, we'll give you that example because that's where it comes from. It's, you know, it's like they'll say to someone, it's like, we need to get more information. Why don't you go to his work and talk to his coworkers about what they know? Naturally, the person they're talking to would say, yeah, I know, I work here. I'm a cop. I know what that means. We need to get more information. But they explain it like that, you know, and I watched House the other day, an episode of House. Yeah. And it's like, this person has, you know, inner diagnosis here. And they will repeat it and say, they have this? You mean they have this and this and this and this and this and this? It's like, and the guy should say, yeah, I'm the one that just told you that. Remember, I'm a doctor too. You know?
That's a good point. Yeah, yeah.
So you see it all the time in everything. You cop from, but now the loophole out of that, and this is a whole, this is why there's a lot of these TV shows. You go into a courtroom, you can tell the audience everything because that's what lawyers do. They stand up in front of the jury. They can tell you every backstory they need to tell you, and nobody blinks an eye at it because they're you're not explaining to the jury. You're telling the viewers what's going on and up to this point, you know? And so that's why there's so many courtroom scenes in different movies, because if it's a complex story, let's throw a lawyer in there to explain everything. This story I wrote years ago and still tweak it from time to time, I had this huge lead up to the, I mean, literally could be a prequel to the actual movie I want to make, but there's so much backstory leading up to why the person does what they do. That's the meat of the story. How did I, you know, want to do that without doing a shit ton of flashbacks throughout the whole movie? And so I opened it in a courtroom. That was my opening scene.
Yeah.
You're in a courtroom and you get the person that's like, you know, doing their closing arguments, and they can just rattle off the whole backstory for you. And boom, you jump right into the story instead of doing 3-hour movie of everything that happened up to this point. 5 minutes, somebody can just stand there and tell you everything that happened up to this point. Now, there are people that are really good at getting around doing the avoiding the CSI drinking game.
Right.
And I think it's Michael Crichton who did a movie called, well, he wrote the book and then somebody else did the movie, but it was a movie called Congo.
Yes.
And it was the white gorilla that was, you know, they were hunting the white gorilla and it was super smart and anything they did, they couldn't catch it. And there's a scene in it where they set up this perimeter around their camp and they put up like automatic machine guns that are motion censored. And then if anything gets close to their camp, these guns start shooting at them. In the book, there was probably 15 pages explaining how they did it, how they set it up, where it went, you know, how it aimed, what it did, what it was looking for. In the movie, they set up camp and they're like, hey, we need to set up our perimeter. And the next scene, the gorilla's coming into the camp and the guns are shooting it. They never show you setting up. They never talk about what it is. It's just assumed these people are setting up a perimeter. They're professionals. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Audience doesn't need to know how they did it. Yeah. They just did it because they know how to do it. So I don't know. So that's something to keep in mind when you do your writing stuff. Is,
you know what? I think in Jurassic Park, I think I remember one of those happened when the kids all of a sudden can rebuild a car.
Yeah.
Do you remember Uncle Timmy's house that summer? We helped him rebuild his car. I mean, I guess it was the only way to get the kids to start a car that hasn't started in 20 years.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
20 years.
And his natural thing would be like, yeah, no, I was there.
Yeah, I remember we had the summer and we had to build this carburetor, we had to do this and that. Yeah, yeah, that might have been one of the spots that you probably noticed it. And I know that was, I did have a little of that in one play that I wrote. And I remember my mentor saying, no, you can just cut that. The audience isn't stupid.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, okay. Well, then.
Because you try and spoon feed them every little detail.
Yeah.
So they're,
yeah.
You know, because in your mind it makes sense, but you want to make sure everybody else.
Yes.
I wrote a short story where the first draft was long, 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 because I went into all the little physics behind it.
Not so much a short story then.
Yeah. Because it was a time travel thing. And so I went into all the details about time travel and this and this and this. And then the second draft I did, I took all that out because, well, they've been in the story, they've been doing it for years. So why do I need to explain? They've been doing it for years, so let's just leave it at they know what they're doing.
Okay. You know? Yeah.
And it flowed much better, and it chopped a good, you know, if it was a movie, it chopped a good, you know, maybe half hour out of it. So.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely, because people sort of accept it now anyway.
Mm-hmm. It's just like, you know, you suspend disbelief and you go in there. Now, I know there are people that, you know, watch a show and they're like, well, that doesn't make any sense. And that's, yeah. Or when they explain things wrong, that's another big pet peeve of mine.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty rare that that happens, but it does happen every once in a while.
Or they assume people are dumb. Like, and the biggest culprit for me is medical stuff. When they say things that are inaccurate, like, to cause tension. Like, it was actually on an episode of Arrow where there was a hostage situation, and they actually said, we need to find them because one of the guys has a pacemaker, and if he doesn't get his battery recharged, he's going to die. Well, mm-hmm. pacemakers are good for years, and you don't get batteries recharged in them. They just replace them after 10 years. You know?
Oh, yeah. You don't just hook them up to a car battery.
Yeah, it's not like they take double A's, you know, and it's like...
Oh, they don't?
You don't pop them out and put new batteries in and pop them back in, you know?
Right, just, right. That's...
But it's one of those where it's like, well... So it's you know, I applaud you for, you know, you're in the right realm, though, I think, to be writing. For me, it was a hobby. It actually started as a school project, like way back in like seventh grade, right around the time that Die Hard came out was when I started writing this.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And it's, you know, and it evolved, and it was like a complete ripoff of Die Hard in the beginning. And then it took form and became the beast it is now, where it's like there's no true cut hero in it. It's like the whole thing revolves around an anti-hero, where in any other movie he would be the bad guy. But
yeah, but those are always more fun anyway. It's like the movie Maleficent.
Yeah.
Same kind of mm-hmm. thing, but... Well, you should try to finish it.
I know, I should.
Because you can always, you know, if it's a book and stuff, too, you can always self-publish, which is good.
Yeah. And, yeah, there's so many avenues nowadays that you can pursue that. It's it's in a screenplay form, but there's so much meat to it that I could easily just fill in the blanks and make it a novel. I would love to make it a graphic novel, make it a comic book. It would be so great as a comic book. But then you got to find an artist, and then you got to...
Oh, I think we know a Wasabi brother that can do that.
I mentioned it to him once, and he was pretty much, I can show you people that will do it for you. It was kind of a, fuck no. Oh, and speaking of... Saints Rebellion, not them directly, but it was actually a text I sent my daughter when I was at Dutch Wonderland. I'm walking around, I go past one of the little food stands. It was closed, but they had a display up that I had to take a picture of and send to her. They had Oreo churros.
Ooh.
And I took a picture of it. I sent it to my daughter, and it said, "Shut up, take my money."
I bet it did. Did you have one?
I didn't, because the stand was never open. So I never even got to see them.
So messed up.
But yeah, they have. I did see a picture. I Googled it later, but they look like they're made out of the cookie part. You know, they're like, you know, dark.
Yeah, that's what this Oreo pizza looked like. It just looked like it was crumbled up pizza part, and then they put it in the oven and cook it on, you know, a pizza bottom.
Wow. A crust?
A crust.
There you go.
No, the crust is the outside.
The crust is the whole bottom.
No, crust is crust. like bread crust, where you cut the crust off, right? So it's the outside rim, right?
The whole, all the dough... is called crust.
It's called pizza bones when you don't eat The crust.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the crust ends.
It's, you know, one big crust. That's ew. It's like a big scab. Eat your whole crust.
Okay, there we go. Okay, Facebook discussion. What is the pizza dough called? The whole dough? Okay, then what's the under? What's the part that holds the toppings called?
Yeah, what's the bottom of?
I say that's it's crust, because if you can get a thin, if you get a thin crust, it's flat and crispy. The whole thing.
Well, then why isn't bread called crust?
I don't know,
because it's the same thing, and only the outside of the bread is.
So what is it? So is that pizza bread? Is that what the?
Maybe sounds better than crust.
Pizza.
It sounds pizza crust dough. Sounds gross.
Pizza
crust.
Pizza crust.
Yeah, you're right. I guess it might. I guess it's called crust. I bet you if we'll Google it later and be like, I was right. It is pizza.
Pizza guts. Called crust.
Cooked pizza dough is called crust, I bet. Okay. I'm sure you're right. It just sounds disgusting.
Crust.
It's a pizza pie. It's a pizza pie.
Oh, my God. That's a conversation I've never had before. What is the bottom part of pizza called?
Every show we're going to come up with something just as stupid.
Wow. I've never... Jesus, is that, and it's not an East Coast, West Coast thing.
No, but you're right. I have heard thin crust, extra crusty. Ew, it sounds worse.
Extra crusty.
I'll have my pizza extra crusty. That's terrible. Oh my God. Wow. It's like my friends hate it when, you know, you eat chicken right off the bone and everything. Mm-hmm. And I always ask them, what are you going to do with the carcass?
The carcass? Is that where the bones are?
Yeah.
The
carcass? That's what it is. And they're like, ah, it's disgusting. Hey, you just ate it. I just want to know what you're going to do with the carcass.
Well, what's funny is, okay, so Tuesdays when I go play trivia, we always get wings.
Yeah.
And, you know, hot wings, and we always get them the same. And I thank you, Sar, my buddy Bloom, for doing this. This is how he always orders them. So this is how I order my wings now. And it anywhere I go, I always say, because we like them crispy.
Okay.
So they cook them a little extra longer, and they got a little crunch to them. We like that. But he always, whenever he orders them, he's like, can I get 10 wings, extra, extra, extra crispy with a little bit of crispiness on the side? It's like, do you get the point? I want them burnt.
Burnt. That's what I say, too, when I ask for hash browns. Yeah. Burnt. And I don't get them burnt because I guess you're not supposed to eat charcoal.
Yeah,
so
I guess not.
It's not good
extra,
for you.
Extra crispy with... crispiness on the side,
extra carcinogens or whatever they call it. What do they call that?
What's
the bottom part of charcoal called? what's burnt called? What's the inside of burnt called?
The inside of burnt. That's the name of this episode. Inside of burnt.
Apparently it causes cancer, whatever that is. That's why they don't want to serve it to you like that. I don't know.
So what do you got on the docket this week? What you doing this week?
Nothing. I have to learn lines. So
you doing anything big for the 4th?
No. I usually stay out of everybody's way. Oh, I might go up to the barn because, as you saw, the barn is on top of the world.
Yeah.
And from there we can get the best 4th of July show. So
That'd be cool. That'd be really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd probably end up doing that.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Are you? What are you doing?
I don't know yet. I got a 3-day weekend. I don't know. A 3-day weekend, no kids. I get paid. So I'm going to have money and nothing to do. No one to do it with. So it'd be great.
There you go.
I don't know what I'll do. Something fun, I'm sure. I'll figure something out.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll have exciting things to talk about.
Yeah. Something legal, I'm sure. It won't be too exciting.
I hope so. Chad, this week Chad will be doing the show from his cell.
From jail. I almost wasn't able to do the show tonight because I was supposed to go up to Maryland and see Christina Coy.
Oh, okay.
I was going to go hang out with her tonight, but I opted out because I got another opportunity that presented itself. Well, I just said, hey, I got money. I got extra money. I want to go to this concert. So I'm going to a concert tomorrow night instead of going to a concert tonight with Christina.
Okay.
And you may have heard of some of the people before. I know it's you're not big hip into music, but you may have heard of these people before. The opening act is a gentleman by the name of Colin Hayes from Australia. You remember him from the 80s. He was the singer of Men at Work.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Do you come from a land down under?
Uh-huh. You know? Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's the opening band. And then the Violent Femmes are second, okay. The ones who did Blister in the Sun.
Yeah,
let me
yeah.
go. Sorry, I'm going to sing a song by everybody. And then the headliners, main act, is Bare Naked Ladies.
Right on.
Who you know better as the people who did the theme song for Big Bang Theory.
Yes. 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 I love that. I'm looking at Leonard right now. Hi, Leonard. Yeah, exactly.
So that'll be a cool show. That's fun. Three really fun groups of musicians, I guess. I can't say.
Record a little bit for me if they do the Big Bang Theory song.
Okay.
And send it to me.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll do a 45-second jingle in the middle of their concert.
Yeah, considering they own the rights, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
They're allowed to play it. Yeah. Awesome. We'll have a good time. Awesome.
Yeah,
be safe.
So that's tomorrow. Got really, really good seats for it. So I'm practically sitting on the stage.
I'll have a bunch of drunk girls here tomorrow.
Oh, God, we should have done the show tomorrow.
I know. That's why I told you I wasn't sure what time they were leaving.
Oh,
so
no. You should have just said, why don't you guys stick around?
Well, if things change, you can save this one for another night, and I'll let you know how it goes tomorrow.
And we'll just pile them all around the microphone and go.
Liz and some other people. I'm not allowed to say names because they don't want me to say their names on the radio. But it's somebody's birthday, and we're having wine and champagne and food and swimming pool. Oh,
God, I wish I had a nanny cam in your house.
Wait, do you?
No, I wish I did, though.
I wouldn't put it past you.
Oh.
Hey, what's that new teddy bear on my shelf? I've never seen him before.
Hashtag things women do when they're alone and bopping a box of wine.
When they think they're alone and tipping a box of wine.
Jesus.
Oh, God. All right.
It's going
to
be fun.
Well, it was fun talking to you, and thanks for the therapy session.
Yes.
As you
call
it.
I hope you feel better.
Thank you.
I feel a little bit better.
Actually, during the show on the way here, when I was thinking about what we're going to talk about, it hit me. So this was therapy for me. So like you said, I liked it. It's absolutely true.
And I know we haven't brought this up in a while, but I just wanted
Wait,
to...
Wait, Chad.
What?
Chad.
Yes.
You didn't do it.
What? It's been a while.
You just set yourself up.
I know.
And you didn't
I tried not to do it.
Oh, but you wanted to,
I
right?
Did, but I didn't.
Do it. Don't hold back.
Okay, so I know it's been a while since we brought up ScanBC, and I just want to acknowledge this. I haven't brought it up in a while because it's been really bad up there. I mean, things are really out of control up there.
What's going on?
No, it's like they had somebody stabbed outside of a Build-A-Bear.
Come on, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh my! In Siri?
No, in Burnaby.
Oh my God! Somebody stabbed outside in Burnaby outside a Build-A-Bear?
Yeah. And
what the fuck is this world coming to?
No, I'm just thinking. Maybe it was one of the bears, and that would make it awesome.
Ted.
Ted came out and just stabbed
Ted
somebody.
Yeah, I'm just killing people.
You know, but other than that, it's just the same old dumb shit.
Well, that's what we enjoy is the dumb shit. Mm-hmm. But if it's not, you know, good dumb shit, then
no,
we don't want
I mean,
it.
It's the downtown. I love this Downtown Patrol Constable. They don't even have police up there. They have constables.
What? Yeah. That's one we haven't heard before.
Police, the patrol constable has intervened with a female wielding a python snake, causing a disturbance.
Wielding him. So she's like swinging that fucker around.
By the tail.
Shoo, shoo. Oh, it's more like shoo, shoo. Oh my God.
Love it.
Well, that's quite a disturbance, especially if she lets go.
And the criminals up there are just getting lazy. I mean, it's getting bad up there. It's just like Vancouver police are searching for a male that stole a bottle of vodka from the liquor store and then fled on a city bus.
Can't you go any faster? You need to deposit another.
He's just like staggers over there, puts his exact change in, and then goes and sits in the back.
The doors, the double doors close, and the cops give that fist. Yeah. You know, they throw their fist in the air like, curse you, blue line.
Curse you, wino, stealing a bottle of vodka.
Then they hop
on. They're just lazy up there now. This one was funny because I read it wrong. Which most of them are.
Wait. I have to tell you. That's how I came up with a name for a play of mine. Hmm. My friend was reading a book at her desk at work. And I come up and visit, and she closes the book and she sets it on her desk. And so I only caught it at like the title of the book out of the corner of my eye. And it said something like French women don't eat fat or something. And what I read was French women don't fart. And I thought, what? French women don't fart? And she says, no, it's like a diet book on how French women eat or something. So that is the title of my play. French women don't fart. Yeah, it's pretty good. Anyway, so you read this wrong.
Yeah, and it's Surrey. So.
Oh, Surrey. Okay.
RCMP.
Really?
Yeah, RCMP. What is it? You know, it's been a while.
Crap, two in one show. Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
There you go. Responding to McDonald's for reports of a male who tossed all the cookies on the floor.
The Hamburglar did that.
Have you seen the new Hamburglar?
There's a new one?
Yeah, in the commercials, they've brought back the Hamburglar. And he doesn't look like a cartoon character anymore. It's like a guy with the outfit on.
Okay.
And he looks like he's driving around in a panel van with tinted windows. And
that's a rape van.
I know. It's like this guy looks like, you know, what's his name? Chris Matthews is going to intervene at any moment.
Wow.
I mean, he looks like a straight up pedophile now. It's terrifying.
Wait, did you say this guy tossed his cookies?
See, that's how I read it the first time.
Okay. Yeah. I'm like, no,
he tossed all the cookies on the floor.
Oh.
Kind of like the person that stole the cookies. This one just like kind of, you know, real Housewives of New Jersey just flipped that shit on the floor. It's like, Teresa fuck your cookies, bitch.
Teresa Giudice is over there flipping the cookies on the floor.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And the and wildlife's out of control. The fire department's showing us up.
Oh, wait.
What?
Before you continue.
What?
I also heard that the cookie monster is not the cookie monster anymore.
No, he eats veggies now.
He's a veggie monster now. Yeah. Which is so stupid.
Yeah. I remember when I was a kid. Well, I don't remember this, but my mom does, and she tells me about it every chance she gets. Mm-hmm. She had to start hiding hamburger buns from me when I was a kid because I would watch Sesame Street, and when Cookie Monster would come on, I'd go get the hamburger buns and stand in front of the TV and just go rah, 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 and flip and just mash them up and throw them everywhere.
To have the crumbs come, yeah. Right?
And there's just crust everywhere.
Hamburger buns don't have crust.
They're all crust.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's funny.
Oh my God.
Okay, sorry. Scammy.
Fire department has come across a large pot-belly pig in the middle of the road.
And he's a rapist, just so you know.
Yeah, I guess so. Watch out. Yeah. Hide your wife, hide your daughters.
Yeah.
Big fat pot-belly pig coming down the road. Hey, you want some candy? I got the Hamburglar in my van. We want to go party with me and the Hamburglar.
What did the Hamburglar used to say? He used to say
robble,
something.
Robble, robble, robble,
robble, robble, robble, robble,
robble, robble.
I swear to God, I'm drinking water and you're drinking coffee. I don't know. Okay.
And the criminals are scared of people now. There was a robbery at a flower store. The shop owner pulled out a toy gun and the suspect ran away.
Oh, a toy gun?
Yeah.
Like a toy gun's going to stop him.
Listen, like with the big orange cap on the end of it, you know, so they know it's a toy gun. It's like, oh shit, I'm out.
Super soaker.
It was pink with little stripes on it.
Yeah, he stuck his finger in it and then bang, came out the other end. A little sign that said bang.
Bang.
And he goes, yeah. Oh, God.
That's funny. And then the last one is in Burnaby again.
Burnaby.
I guess once they recovered from the person getting stabbed outside the Build-A-Bear. Have you ever been in a Build-A-Bear?
I have walked through it, and then I got scared and ran out.
Why?
It's creepy.
Because of all the, like, deflated bears everywhere?
Yeah, there's pieces, right? Yeah, bear carnage everywhere.
Bear carcasses?
Yes, bear carcasses everywhere. Next time, ask your son what he wants to do with a carcass and see what he says. I'm curious.
Why are you calling it a carcass?
Should we bury it out back?
We can put it next to the dog that I want dug up to show people that the dog's here. God. Jesus Christ. When like my daughter was little, we went to one and it was like, it was an experience. It really was. You like walk through the mall and they had like bear footprints on the floor in the mall that led you to Build-A-Bear. And you got in there and it was like this big wonderland. You pick out your bear carcass and then you go back and you, you write a wish on a heart and then you put the wish in the inside the bear. And then you go over to this machine that's like churning full of cotton and you shove the big tube up the bear's ass. And
that's right. Yeah.
And then you push the foot pedal and it shits cotton into it. You know? And fills it up with cotton, and then you get just enough in there and make it as firm or as soft as you want, no pun intended. And and then they took it and they sewed it up and then they put it in a box and they give it to you, and it's like you're taking home a new friend. And I went in one like maybe a month ago. And all the theatrics is gone. It's just bear carcasses, and you just flop it on the counter and they
build it for you,
and they shove stuff in its ass. Oh, and then they're like, here, take it. And then
they velcro the legs and arms onto the body,
and they put it in a plastic bag and tie it off so it can't
and
breathe,
throw it at you.
And they throw it at you.
Get the fuck out of our store. Here's your goddamn bear.
Yeah,
stupid kid,
fuck you. And Santa isn't real.
What do you think this is?
And the Easter bunny, fuck him too. It's just,
your daddy ain't really your daddy.
your parents don't love you. You know, it's fucking, it's unbelievable.
They buy you from China.
Yeah. You're the reason your parents drank. Yeah.
it's like Bad Santa working in Build-A-Bear.
Oh my God, it was so sad. So maybe that's why there was a stabbing out there. Somebody went in there and came out fucking depressed and just started killing people.
His little heart, it says, I want to die.
It's like, and they go to court and it's like, oh, this guy, went to Build-A-Bear and we're going to drop all the charges. Have you been in a fucking Build-A-Bear lately? Oh my God, it's so sad. So that is sad.
I haven't been into, like, what is it, the American Doll or American Girl?
Oh,
or...
no, that place is fucking creepy.
Yeah, that is. And then you can have tea with them and little lunches. And yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, the precursor to the cell phone where it was, right? Here's another reality that you can just hide in.
God, yeah, it's creepy.
But, and then just the last one, because I finally found one that just made me smile. Because,
okay.
Because I'm that guy. Crews are responding for a person. It says person. It doesn't say male, but I'm going to assume it was a male.
Okay, because it's really stupid.
Because of the rest of this. But it just says person, so we can't. It doesn't say male.
Probably
I'm just saying. And when I finish this, you'll understand where, you know, I'm assuming that it's a male, but it doesn't necessarily have to be.
Okay.
Burnaby, crews are responding.
Burnaby's very active last
yes.
week.
Burnaby, crews are responding for a person that fell off a bike and hit their penis. I don't know if it was attached.
Or Caitlyn Jenner went to Canada.
It could have been Caitlyn.
Mm-hmm.
Hit their penis.
Oh my God. Who did Detachable Penis, that song?
King Missile.
Oh, see, you know these things.
I do know these things.
Fell off the bike and hurt.
No, hit.
Oh, hit it. Okay. Now, come on.
So was it attached? Did it fall off and then they ran it over?
No, it probably hit. It probably hit the crust of the street, which we call the curb.
So what's the main part of the road called?
So now come on, have you ever stubbed your penis?
I think
you know where I'm going, right?
I think the
you stub it.
The
and that hurts.
I would never call it stub it.
It's like stubbing your toe. You
no, because I don't, you know, because of the build of my body. If I walked into a wall, my gut would hit before anything else, you know. So I've got a bumper, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not like your toe where you stub your toe. It's, you know, it's built differently. And it's usually not the
even in the act of lovemaking.
No, it's usually not the penis that causes the pain. It's his friends that cause the pain if they get hit.
Because I thought it was
forcefully
the muscle, and it can, like, can you break your penis?
Well, there is. They talk about people that do, and you just kind of, you know, damage the cartilage, I guess is what you could call it.
Oh, cartilage. Like sharks.
Like sharks, yeah.
So you always have to move forward or you drown.
Yeah.
I have a male friend who's built upside down.
Is built upside down.
Yeah. Okay. So only certain positions work with him.
Wow.
I know. Yeah, it was bizarre.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sounds like a bad day.
It does, doesn't it?
Fucking downer moment to end this on. We should have stopped with the fucking Build-A-Bear.
Stop.
Fuck, stubbing man. Penises. You just. No, you're talking about people that gotta, you know, fucking hang from the ceiling to get the job done, you know?
Yep. That's where you build contraptions in your house.
Jesus. So that's why they got those little swing things.
Little Cirque du Soleil going on in the bed there. So anyway, folks, amazing. That would be the end of our show.
Yeah. Wow. Way to end it on a downer. So much for therapy.
I found it entertaining, but I guess men would find it horrifying.
No, it's just kind of sad.
And if any
I feel
of you out there listening have stubbed your penis, we want to hear from you.
And what do you call it? Do you just hit your penis? Because I don't think stub's the appropriate name. Once again, it's, you know, I don't think it's not
so
a crust.
So if any of you ever rammed your penis into a brick wall or a lady's stomach.
Wrong hole. Or you just, you get in the moment, you're doing like the the half hole,
and then you come out a little bit too much,
and then you hit the divider, you know? It just kind of goes boop, you know?
You hit the middle medium, and now you get
high centered on the median, and and you just lose your flow and you lose your mojo.
Doesn't that hurt? It's
more startling than pain, I think.
Okay. It wasn't supposed to end so abruptly.
Yeah, it wasn't supposed to. It was supposed to give a little there, you know? And it just kind of went, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, ah.
Okay, good. We're all on the...
See, now we're on the up. Now we're on the upshot now. Now we can end it.
Okay, quick, end it. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, thank you so much. That was a lot of fun.
Good.
Should we do the ending?
Yes, please.
Do it. Okay, yeah, we'll do it. Sorry.
Just do it.
Okay, we're getting to it.
Bye. Jesus. God, he's a little angry today, isn't he?
Don't let your dreams be dreams.
Then what should they be?
I know.
Yesterday, you said tomorrow. So just do it!
I think I liked it when he was quiet with a paper bag over his head.
Yeah. Getting raped.
Getting raped, yes.
Oh, shit. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
You can listen to us again soon.
Or not.
Or not. All right. Talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Hot Girl and That Guy Show. The Hot Girl and That Guy Show was recorded in front of a live internet audience. The Hot Girl and That Guy Show was produced by Dick Cabeza and presented by PodcastAddict.com. Visit Chad and Kimberly online at HotGirlThatGuy.com. Also visit their Facebook page, facebook.com/HotGirlThatGuy.